DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. At least 232 people have been killed in a fire at a nightclub in southern Brazil. It's reported that fireworks used inside the building caused the blaze. The incident happened at the Kiss nightclub in the southern city of Santa Maria early Sunday. The club was hosting a university party featuring a rock band. This woman says people are still waiting for news of loved ones.
There are still victims in the hospital's different departments who have not been identified yet. Not a big number, but the people outside are desperate for news.
The Santa Maria Fire Service said many people died from smoke inhalation and were also crushed in the panic to escape. Correspondent Andrew Downey has been following events. He says pyrotechnics used on stage seem to be the cause. And I'm sorry, we seem to have lost that report from Andrew Downey. Meanwhile, local media is reporting that sparks from the band's pyrotechnic display hit the soundproof foam on the ceiling and caught fire. Latin American and European leaders have finished a two-day summit in Chile's capital, Santiago, agreeing to closer trade ties. In a closing statement at the summit of EU and Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, Chilean President Sebastián Piñera also praised the alliance, saying it would promote growth, create jobs, and improve the quality of life for many people. German Chancellor Angela Merkel took centre stage, signalling that Germany wants a strong economic presence in the region as long as there is free trade. The talks were overshadowed by a fatal fire at a Brazilian nightclub, which saw the country's president Dilma Rousseff cut short her visit to deal with the tragedy. Egypt's president, Mohamed Morsi, declared a state of emergency in three provinces on Sunday after they were hit by rioting which left dozens dead. Violence broke out after death sentences were passed on football fans for clashes in Port Said in 2012, which killed 74 people. Morsi also warned that he is ready to take further steps to deal with threats to Egypt's security. The emergency measures are in effect in the provinces of Port Said, Suez and Ismailia for 30 days. Morsi made the announcement in a televised address.
I have decided, after referring to the Constitution, to announce the imposition of a state of emergency in Port Said, Suez, and Ismailia for 30 days, which will come into effect after midnight tonight.
Curfews were also imposed on those three provinces. Deutsche Welle correspondent in Cairo, Karim El-Ghahari, says it remains to be seen if the curfews are taken seriously.
The main thing of this state of emergency is a curfew that's supposed to be in place from 9 o'clock in the evening to 6 o'clock in the morning. And the question is, will the security forces and the military be able to enforce that? Already the first answers of people in Port Said was that they will make their demonstrations now starting at 9 o'clock in the evening. So all kinds of signs are on defiance in Port Said.
Violent clashes in Port Said for a second day running on Sunday left six dead and more than 460 injured. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. French and African troops in Mali are reported to be closing in on the rebel-held town of Timbuktu after liberating the town of Gao at the weekend. France sent its forces to Mali 2 weeks ago after the country's government appealed for help to stop Islamist militants making further gains in the south. Thousands took to the streets of Paris on Sunday in support of a bill that would legalise marriage and adoption for same-sex couples. The demonstration was held in response to a march 2 weeks ago in opposition of the proposal. A survey released at the weekend shows around 63% of those who took part are in favour of legalising gay marriage. That figures up from 60% in December. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.